Ronald, congratulations. Not one of your better performances, but the right result.
Yes, I think second half much better than the first half. I said to the players in half time that I was disappointed about that I didn't recognize my team, and it looked very nervous in the first half, and we had a lot of problems in the game, and they didn't create a lot of chances, but we had two big 100% chances in the first half, and in the chance of Shane Long after 1 minute, that's important to score, because then it's going much easier. Mm. No, the first half wasn't good enough, and I'm happy about how we played the second half.
Yeah, of course, at half-time, it left us all saying, well, you changed the defence around, and then, look, they're not playing so well without the England right-back. It was a big decision.
Yes, OK, that was so, for some reasons to let play Toby on that position. But it looks, it wasn't only that position, because it one position in the team can't make the team nervous. Everybody had in the first half some problems to give the best of themselves and to give the level what we can bring. And that was the problem in the first half.
There's no problems with you and Nathaniel or anything like that?
No. It was really the decision. He played everything. He played for the national team. And I think, okay, it will be a good moment. And I think Maya did a great job today, and he deserved to play. And that's all about competition in a team. But be quiet, Kleine will play next week.
It was nice to see Morgan Schneiderlin get into such an advanced position to set Peller up. And of course, you played James Ward-Prowse in the second half, and he had an impact.
Yeah, very good. I think that was important to change the positions on the midfield. And Victor was very unlucky. I think it's a very bad decision of the referee to give him the yellow card. I think I have to see it, but from my point of view, from the bench, because he's punished now for two games. It was his 10th yellow. It's really a fault for a yellow, then I can accept it, but in this situation, not.
How big a blow is it to not have him for Stoke and Spurs?
That's important, because he played most of the games. His physical is important to have it on the midfield, but okay, we have to accept it.
When you start matches, you obviously have an idea of who's taking penalties, then the substitute comes on at half-time. So who makes the decision that James Ward-Prowse is taking it?
Normally we have some players to take in the penalties. It's Morgan Schneiderlin. If Prowse is on the pitch, Prowse is the player who normally take the penalty. Dusan was the first choice, but he missed against Burnley. And I don't understand why Sadio was taking that penalty, because there are rules in the team, and I had to mention that to Ryan and to Jose, the captain, that Prowse had to take that penalty.
Took it very well, didn't he, for a man who's been waiting such a long time to score in the Premier League?
Yeah, it's always difficult, because then maybe it's a moment that you make it a little bit more difficult for Prowse at that moment, but normally he's a very good penalty kicker.
Yeah, he certainly took it well. A 2-0 win in the end, another clean sheet. I will just say to you, obviously matched last year's total of 56 points now. You've matched last year's clean sheets of 15 clean sheets with six games to go, and another notch of the season just reached this afternoon.
Yeah, that's fantastic, but not enough.
How many more can you get?
I hope much more. And we play every game to win the game. But if we like to win the game for next week, we have to do it like the second half and not like the first half.
And I know I'm taking up your time this evening, but Spurs have lost at home to Aston Villa. That's a massive psychological afternoon for your team.
Yeah, that's fantastic, because that means that we have now, I think, 2 points more than Tottenham. And still they have to come on to the St. Mary's, and that will be great.